says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Engineer, I'm going to start up
my man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Are we live? We are live. All right. Welcome, Republic Broadcasting fans. 15:03 hours p.m. on the East Coast on June 4th. This is the American Freedom Party Report. We're glad you're here. This is your co-host, George. We're waiting to connect up with James and Paul. They're there, and we're having some fun with Skype today. A whole lot of white people in UK are not having fun today. That's surely the lead story in every news source in the world. This is one patriot who's rather ticked off when years and years and years and years of listening how wonderful it is, all this diversity. So we bring diversity in. And diverse people have come here and they want to have nice benefits like nice quiet neighborhoods to live in and welfare and food stamps and living in nice white neighborhoods. Well, these folks in UK moved in here, and now they're certainly biting the hand that's feeding them. I don't know, 3 dead, 48 injured. And on the story goes. My goodness, has diversity enriched our lives? And the religion of peace, Islam, oh, I am so glad you're here. I sleep better at night knowing there's a mosque not 9 clicks away from my house with very nice, peace-loving Muslim people in it. So,
here, George.
Hey, George, I hear James.
Yes, the amen, brothers, what you just said. Interestingly, Theresa May today in London, rather than make the obvious point. Look, we've turned London into Londonistan, which is exactly what Matt Drudge calls it on his headline. But he calls it Londonistan Rampage, and that's a combination word of London and Pakistan. Theresa May, rather than address the problem, which is we need to not turn our great nation into Londonistan, her solution was we need to throttle the internet. That the reason we have a problem here is that not that we have all these invaders into our country, but that they have too much safe space on the internet in which to plan their evil deeds. Well, thank you, Theresa May. No, I don't want my internet taken away as your solution to an immigration invasion.
It is consistent with what we read about, that are these things controlled? Are they completely, false flag? It sure is ugly, those dead people. I mean, that's not fake news, sports fans. Those are corpses. And this is the ugliest of them all. And Theresa May, please do your duty and resign immediately, today, tonight. Resign, Theresa. You suck.
Okay. And the point that Donald Trump, let's connect this to our man, Donald Trump, the point that Donald Trump made so effectively throughout the entirety of the primaries and the general election, and now as president, here we have it, event after event verifying the truth of Donald Trump's prediction that if we didn't control our borders, we would get terror and we would lose our nations. So the British are just days away from their election, and so it'll be very interesting, George, to see what they do. If they don't give... Now, for all the bad things I could say about Theresa May, she is in charge of Brexit, and she does need a big victory in this election so that she can follow through on Brexit. If Theresa May blows this election and does not do, like, to win the election, I think what she needs to do is to appeal to the populace in Britain in exactly the way that Donald Trump has done successfully. But if she blows this election, then the Brexit process could be derailed in Britain. And this would be an enormous defeat for patriots. So this, and you would really have to blow the election to accomplish this, because the British people are, they're up in arms. They've had enough. And if they had a leader on television speaking bluntly and truthfully, as Donald Trump did with us and continues to do with us, they would vote, they would give her the victory she needs to fulfill the Brexit pledge.
We're going to have plenty of debate on our side whether Brexit had any meaning whatsoever. Certainly hasn't improved the political lot of the average Londoner. Things keep going kaboom every 6 weeks. Brexit or no Brexit?
Yes. Well, Brexit, the two great events of the last, 2 years are the election of Donald Trump and Brexit. These are the two enormous patriot victories. Both of them share the feature that it came out of the blue. David Cameron stupidly, from the point of view of the left, put Brexit up for a vote in Britain, thinking that it couldn't win. He was hoping for a repudiation of Brexit. Big, big mistake. It gave the populace an opening. Donald Trump, the same thing. The media, never thinking that Donald Trump had a chance, reading his obituary on a nightly basis, he's done, he's finished, can't possibly win. But no, Donald Trump, that opening was there for populace, and we, you know, the people, we ran through that opening. And now we look, you know, we want to repeat, Brexit has to be delivered on. Donald Trump has to have his 8 years in order to drain the swamp as much as he can in 8 years. And then we need follow-on victories in places like in other white nations. There was a rally. Here's a good one, George. 5,000 patriots rallied in Canada yesterday in support of Donald Trump. That was a good one. Another good story. In the Czech Republic, the Washington Post carried this story. The Czech government has advised, this is patriotism in action, this is populism in action. The Czech government said the way to control terrorism is shoot them. But for the people, the Czech people, you know, if you want to throttle terrorism, shoot the terrorists. I like that. I like the Hungarian head of state, Viktor Orban. He of course, has just concluded a great family conference in Budapest, and he is in line with the populist ideas of Donald Trump. So we didn't get the victory we wanted in France. We didn't think we were going to get that victory because Marine Le Pen was so far back in the polls, 20 percentage points, and that's where it ended up. That it didn't look like victory of an outright victory could be achieved. However, definitely got more than half a loaf in her having made it to the final round, her having done as well as she did, and then now we're going to have the French legislative elections in which the Front National will surely increase its numbers and establish itself as a leading party in France. Remember, Emmanuel Macron doesn't even have a political party. His movement is called En Marche, which is just, forward. But he actually cleverly, realizing that the French people were sick of the leading parties, their version of the Democrat and Republican parties, were so sick of their existing parties, he cleverly, like a fox, he ran on no party. So he ran on the other option. And that was a winning choice on his part. But so there we go. We're going to see what we can do in adding additional populist victories. Now, more headlines this weekend. The left is coming, and now we have to include in the left. We're finding out new people that are part of the left. We didn't realize were part of the left. Joe Scarborough. Oh, boy, is he part of the left. He is having a daily meltdown on his Morning Joe television show, berating Donald Trump. And the latest plan of the left is to try to launch impeachment or indictment over Russiagate against President Trump to somehow hobble or cripple the Trump presidency with completely fabricated, absolutely BS charges, rumors, investigations, none of it having any substance or reality of any kind, and also none of it making a scandal out of the people doing their jobs. Donald Trump, for an example, Donald Trump sharing intelligence with counterparts in Russia to help stop terrorism. In the case of terrorists wanting to put laptops on planes that are actually rigged up explosive devices, that's his job. But that for Joe Scarborough, that's an offense. That's a leak of national security. This is entirely fabricated. Jeff Sessions, another example. Jeff Sessions, as United States Senator, as a routine part of his job, met with high-level Russians as part of his job as a United States Senator. This is now conspiring with Russians to steal the election. All of that made up. turning something that actually happened, like Donald Trump doing his job as president, or Jeff Sessions doing his job as United States Senator, turning that into this is a crime. That's one of the, you know, one of the things we're going to see over and over again, week in, week out. Fasten your seatbelts, folks, for an awful lot of this, wall to wall, this sort of RICO from the national media, from the left wing, the controlled media. And I use the term RICO because that's exactly what it is, racketeering influence. What's the rest of RICO? Corrupt organization is a RICO. And that's what the national media is. It's a racketeering influenced corrupt organization. All of these people coordinating in their corrupt way to destroy the Trump presidency. By the way, just to let you know here, I arrived a little bit late here, and George, thanks for covering for me. There is, I think I've got it fixed here, but we usually can't find out when something's fixed until we hit a break. So I will have my connection to you via the internet that Theresa May wants to control. I'll have that sorted out, I think, after our next break. And then, George, let's see. I'm not sure if the engineer is hearing me now. Try reaching me again on Skype, engineer, and we'll try to get this sorted out. For you folks out there in our audience, this is our three-hour Sunday show. This is your chance to call in. More time to discuss things than we have in our one-hour shows Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Today we're on from 3 to 6 Eastern, and the whole show is live. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I know that's working because I'm talking on it right now. 800-313-9443.
James, dial in and your icon is up on my Skype, so I think you're connected.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Let me just see. I've got my headphones on, and I'm not hearing anything. I'm hearing you through my phone and not through my headphones, so I don't think I've quite got it yet. As soon as I can hear you through my headphones, and I'll hang up the phone. But the I'm seeing you, too, and I see you messaging me, so we'll figure it out, folks, during a break. If you see a caller, Georgia, you know, let me know, and you know, we'll invite them in. The let's look at a couple stories here. I wonder if I can get this audio. No, I can't. I can't get this audio until we get sorted out. But what I can do is
you still sound good on the phone. So let's keep going.
Okay, sure. The Here's how the left is. After Britain attack, Trump unleashes a Twitter storm. Let's do this. Let's not, why even make reference to the New York Times? Let's go straight to Donald Trump's Twitter account. I think I can do that.
I'll look forward to it.
Let's see if I can do this here. There it is, and I think I'm looking right at it. Okay, now Donald Trump's Twitter followers, this number has continued to skyrocket. Now 31.5 million followers on Twitter for Donald Trump. And his latest tweet 8 hours ago, do you notice, oh, this is great, I love this one. Do you notice, writes Donald Trump to all of us, we are not having a gun debate right now. That's because they use knives and a truck.
I love that.
Yeah, every shooting incident is always used as an excuse to destroy the Second Amendment. We'll be right back right after this break. Stay tuned.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at
you out there, James?
AmericanFreedomParty.us. Yeah, I'm here. It's Bill Gates here. Hang on.
I have your icon.
Your problem,
so you're
called before.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons.
Maybe there's something funky with your microphone.
Acquisition with no peripheral loss. Hang on.
Browse the full range of Nikon.
No, it's not the mic.
AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I wonder what Eric Clapton would do today.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. Let me do that housekeeping here. See, George?
George here.
Okay, George, let's see if we can reach the engineer. Turn the music down. You try your message board and I'll try mine.
Yep. It's like jamming.
Yeah, George.
Well, James, we finally ran out of music, so I think we can carry on.
Here we are, folks. And pardon us with some technical difficulties, but we will persist. You can call us at 800-313-9443, and I think we've got that feature working here. George, if you could do your best to get the engineer's attention, I'll do my best here.
I'm working on it.
Your calls will be routed to us by the engineer, always doing a yeoman job in Austin, Texas. I'm up in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso. This show, as you can tell, is very much live. You can't rehearse this stuff. And George is with us from Maryland. So we were covering Donald Trump's tweets of the last 24 hours, and let's take a look at them. I like this last one. Do you notice we're not having a gun debate right now? Our president asked. That's because they use knives in the truck. Just before that, he tweeted, at least 7 dead and 48 wounded in terror attack, and Mayor of London says there is, quote, no reason to be alarmed, unquote. This is this person elected with a question mark and an exclamation mark, Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, Khan. I think he's a Pakistani. We'll come back to this this Mayor of London right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery.
Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, I think we're back on the air, James, and Pink
yes,
Floyd.
Yes, we are. We are back, and the what I've done here, I've marshaled. I have the several cell phones connected to RBN, and so I'm talking to the engineer. We're breathing. We're breathing, and we've got the running. So when you call in, you can call in, and I'll know you're there, and we can talk to you on the air. So we're cobbling this together here. There's one sound feature that's not working out at all. I've got all these big computer screens around me, and it's all very beautiful. But one sound feature is not working, and Skype is not recognizing my audio card. So that will probably require simply turning everything off and then turning everything back on and plugging it all back in again. That is so common with Windows. But the let's proceed here with our jury-rigged equipment that we have right now. We were going through Donald Trump's tweets 8 hours ago. Mayor of London says there is no reason to be alarmed. This is Sadiq Khan, I believe a Pakistani. And how was he elected mayor of London? Well, London is Londonistan, as Matt Drudge says today in his headline. It has been demographically so altered that the Brits no longer control their own capital.
Well, and London is not cleansed.
Yeah, London is not just the capital of Great Britain, folks. London, you know, if you've been to Great Britain, London is like Paris. It's it's the big deal. I mean, it's not just the first city of Great Britain. It's the first, second, and third cities. It's hugely important to Great Britain. And so if another population of people has taken over London, it's not like taking over Pittsburgh or, you know, Miami. They've really taken over the heart of Great Britain. And the same is true in Paris. Paris is the heart of France. So when that's been taken over by an invading alien population, France is in very dire straits. Well, in this case, we're talking about Great Britain. Sadiq Khan is a person. Let me try to remember his exact words. This is just about 2 or 3 terrorist attacks ago, which is not very recently. It is within the last 30 days. Sadiq Khan said that terror attacks, these are his exact words, are part and parcel of living in a major city. That was his phrase, part and parcel. In other words,
we are now that we have Muslims in our country.
Yeah.
How about that nice religion of peace out there? Call me up and tell me about this religion of peace, sports fans.
Well, and yes, that and the other thing that all of the race realists have been saying for decades, and that is that you can't, multiculturalism, multiracialism is a big fat lie. There is no, multiracialism has never worked anywhere, anytime. In how long? In all of history. There is not one single example of a multiracial state that has worked, that has been a good place to live, has been secure or safe or prosperous or anything else good. It's the biggest, fattest lie of all time. But it's the core of the liberal, it's their religion. This is a secular faith for them. It's the core of their religion. It's kumbaya. That we will just blend and we'll all just get along. And if, when it doesn't work, and when, you know, people are blowing us up and slitting our throats as they were yesterday in London, running us over with a truck, as we walk down the sidewalk, well, the solution is not to get the hell out of multiracialism and abandon this lie. No, the solution is to have more sensitivity training and have more, be more tolerant, and definitely don't hate. Whatever you do, don't hate. And also, don't face what you're looking at. Don't look at the actual facts. And just listen to guys like Sadiq Khan. It's part and parcel. This is now part of your normal daily life in living in a major city. Is that when you walk out on the sidewalk, you know, imagine, George, what it's like to live in, like, imagine what Londoners are doing. You know, do they actually, imagine, it's been a long time since I was in Britain, but there are a number of bridges that cross the Thames. I'm wondering if people, like, get at one side of the bridge and then do a kind of sprint. If they have to cross the bridge, do they, like, do a fast walk, or do they sprint? And are they in sort of a crouch position, you know, watching every car that goes by? I mean, it's mind-boggling. And I wonder if people, as they walk along the bridge, are like with one eye calculating, okay, there's the wall, there's the railing, there's the Thames down below me. Could I make the drop there into the Thames? Am I still in my high school shape? Can I get over that fence before the truck hits me? And who would even dream of taking their children with them across a London bridge right now? So
I want to know why this person hasn't immediately resigned. Now, I'm not worried about the election. Who the hell are they going to elect? There's no one to vote for.
Well, in the case of, you know, you're talking about the British election?
And I'll sound off. You know, we had Brexit. You know, and right after it was over, our great hero, Nigel Farage, disappeared and essentially has dissolved UKIP. Where the hell is UKIP?
Yes, UKIP is now UKIP. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think UKIP is projected to gain to win something like 8%, something in that area, 8% of the popular vote. So they will be a factor. They will not have vanished. Nigel Farage has done a great job. He is really pounding away, and of course he's on the radio, and he's broadcasting, and he's publishing. He's doing all sorts of good things, advising Donald Trump, meeting with Donald Trump, and inspiring Donald Trump.
I have a solution. Why don't we have every Tory in the House of Lords walk out on the Brooklyn Bridge right now and jump off of it?
The immediate matter at hand, which can be accomplished, the Brexit has been voted upon, and the activation of the exit procedure. There's a procedure in the Brexit in the EU treaties that allows a nation to exit from the EU. They have to give notice, which Britain has now done. Theresa May did do at least that much, and then they begin the process of extricating themselves from the EU. They have to get out of all the trade treaties, all of the cooperation agreements and agencies. They've got to exit, and it will take, no way it can be done in less than a year, but they will have to step by step regain their sovereignty. And then there's a bunch of financial questions to be sorted out. That is, the EU is a financial mess. Britain was pumping billions of dollars into the EU. Those channels of money leaving Britain will have to be stopped. And the flow of money in both directions will have to be stopped. But the matter at hand is Theresa May's government has to win enough seats in the House of Commons that they have the majority. Right now they have a fairly slender majority. That they have enough majority to get through this year or two of Brexit. They're very, very important. So, and the strategy of the left will be, in the case of Brexit, exactly their strategy with, as regards us here and Donald Trump. Just create chaos. Break it all up. Throw nails out on the road and stop the traffic and stop the progress of Brexit.
Great Britain does have a military. They have Navy. They have Marines. They have an army.
Uh-huh.
They have all sorts of military. Where the hell are they, Theresa? Are you going to deploy the military? Or are they going to spend all their time looking for Russians who are lurking under, every toilet seat in Britain?
Right.
What a great commander-in-chief, Theresa May.
Yeah. Well, she's what we've got right now. And so it's incumbent upon her, and for patriots in Britain right now, is get the vote out, get her enough parliamentarians that she can proceed and complete the exit from the EU. And folks, in the same way, you talk about big projects. In just a moment, we're going to go to Alan in Chicago, and then we'll go to Tom in Florida. So hang in there, Alan in Chicago. We'll get your thoughts in just a second. When it comes to the big, big projects, the big, big undertakings of the left, they know what counts and what doesn't count. In the case of America right now, they know that the Paris Agreement was huge and that Donald Trump's exit, like a Brexit, his exit from the Paris Agreement really stings from the point of view of the left. Why? Because the Paris Agreement is a globalist uber government. That is what the left, this is part of their secular religion, is a giant behemoth government sitting on the lives of all of us. Donald Trump Brexiting, in effect, from Paris Accord, a huge victory. Well, in Britain and all over the world, leftists here in America, they understand that any country leaving the EU, let me make the analogy, analogous to the globalist quality of the Paris Agreement, is the EU itself. The EU is a global government designed to subordinate nations, to destroy sovereignty, independence, and to crush us as individuals and as peoples. So Britain, doing the unimaginable, leaving the EU, which is their darling, their project. They've worked on this for half a century to build the EU and to destroy national sovereignty in Europe. They've got, this is huge. And so they need to derail Brexit if they can. And then stop it. Stem the bleeding. Don't let any other EU nation exit from the EU. So the Britain's exit has to be successful and demonstrate to the other nations, like the Czechs, for instance, in the Czech Republic, where their government is very sensibly telling them, if you have terrorists, shoot them. or Hungary, an EU member, with Viktor Orban as head of state. These are nations that if Britain can show, by example, that a departure from the EU does not destroy their economy, and that they, in fact, they're better off outside the EU. That's, you know, sum it all up. They need to show they're better off outside the EU. Then the Czech Republic, then Hungary will imitate it. Now you've got three nations that have exited from the EU. Now others, it will be a domino effect. And that's what we need to see, is that domino effect. Well, let's go now to, we got some new callers, Jeff in Chicago and Laura in Michigan. Let's start with Alan in Chicago. Alan, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, James, George, and as George says, sports fans. James, I tried calling you during the break real quick. I just wanted to let you know that during the breaks, your audio is coming over the airwaves. So just to give you a heads up, I don't know what you got to do, but I'm hearing your private conversations over the airwaves during the breaks.
Touch and feel.
Between George and myself.
So I was just praying. I was going, oh, I hope they don't say anything wrong. But just check your microphones or however that's working. I'm getting some feedback with your private conversation.
No, I'll fill you in, Alan. There'll be more of that. There'll probably be more of that in today's show. So I ask the forbearance of our audience here. We've got one audio glitch. It's at my end. It's right here in front of me in my studio.
Okay.
So what I'm having to do is, yeah, normally we do have a back channel in which we can talk, and then, you know, the public line and so on. But you'll be hearing back channel talk, folks. So, George,
but it's over the commercial. But I'm hearing your audio over the commercials is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got
that's,
that.
That's
so,
the breakdown.
What
yeah,
you
that's
got?
The breakdown. Okay, so there'll probably be more of that, Alan, and I apologize for it. It's pretty unbearable.
No, it's fine. I just was praying that you didn't say any swear words or anything, but... Yeah. Okay. You're aware of it. Just a quick analogy. I kind of wanted to combine a few things. You know, when Donald Trump had his speech and he was pulling us out of the Paris Accord, the next sentence he said, "We are going to go back and reevaluate and go through." He says, "I have read this thing," and he says, "It's terrible for America." He says, "We're going to go and revisit it." Now, I want to know. Same thing with Obamacare. When did it become fashionable to just sign anything, go along with anything? This is a businessman. He wants to look at the contracts. He wants to make it right. This terrorism thing, it's the same thing. Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, before the election, came to Chicago, and then he went to New York. He was bad rapping and along with our mayor, Donald Trump, back then before he got elected. Same thing. That's when he said, oh, living in a big city, this is what you got to deal with. I live in a big city. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to deal with this. And now, simultaneously, they also have the marches. They're all wearing orange for gun control. And it's the same thing. Some of the actors that were in this campaign were showing photographs of people that were killed in Chicago. Now, these people that were killed were on the south and the west side, gang territory. It has nothing to do with the northern suburbs or other areas. So gun control is going to do nothing with that. So all this thing with the terrorism, the gun control, Paris Accord, everything, where is our leadership? Donald Trump is on the right track. The rest of the people, all these mayors, our mayors now said we're going to have our own climate change and everything. We're all helter-skelter. We're doing sanctuary cities. So I just hope that everybody out there, when these 2018 elections start coming around, that we can shove the rest of these morons out of here, James.
Well, yeah, exactly. That this is a this will be not you, Alan. You put your finger on a pattern here that you know gives us a you know a program for ourselves. As patriots, we've got to do the backfill behind a great leader. So we need to, in 2018, yes, we've got to give a stronger Republican majority in the House and in the Senate and then all the other state legislatures, city councils, et cetera. In Britain, they've got to do the same thing, give Theresa May, whatever her inadequacies, give her a government that can push through Brexit. In France, the Front National needs to increase its representation so that they can be positioned for the next French election, and also they can be positioned for elections to the Parliament of the EU and on down the line in every nation. When Paul is able to rejoin us here, the same applies in Canada. We've got a little break coming up here, folks. Stay tuned, and we've got three calls. Alan, you can stay there. We'll come back to Alan, Jeff in Chicago, Tom in Florida, and Laura in Michigan.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to read.
Can you hear me?
Any man can be a fool. Hey, folks, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I think we've got sound.
I think you're back on Skype and on the phone, so you should terminate one of the other.
I just hung up the phone, and we're...
you're back on Skype, James.
Yes, we are. And, you know, it's just one of these Windows things, folks. I'm sure you've all had this bugaboo of getting Windows to recognize devices. And anyway, so I just kept trying, banging away.
James, you were obviously hacked by the Russians.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're back. And so Windows finally decided to detect my USB device, which is a mixing board. Just wonder what was going on there. I've got some pretty fancy equipment here. And the pretty nice microphone with a pretty nice Yamaha mixing board and all of that into some pretty nice computers and some pretty fine screens here. So we've got a good audio setup to plug into Austin, where Republic Broadcasting also has a good setup. So John Stadtmiller, the creator of RBN, is able to bring you folks great radio. And through the ages, let us make all this permanent, just as we will keep Donald Trump in the White House for 8 years. Let's keep our Patriot Radio going for, well, I like what Donald Trump said the other day, the next 1,000 years.
I like that too.
I like a man who thinks forward 1,000 years. He did that at Arlington National Cemetery, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. And my goodness, that was a beautiful speech. All right, let's see. Alan, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'll just wrap up quickly. James, I just wanted to say that, you know, politicians, as they are, do foolish things. And if it's monetary, that's one thing. But now people's lives by the hundreds and the thousands are being killed in Europe because of their stupidity. And if you had a serial killer running around every week killing a couple of people, the people would be up in arms. Now, I'm not comparing them quite to, but I'm just saying there needs to be some action. The politicians have obviously reached their limit of ability or willingness to work for the people and do something. So this is where we got to, I'm just saying, I'm really frustrated to see.
Hey, mate, another right on it. Imagine people. If, yeah, just think if there had been a white man who went on a rampage someplace in northwest London and killed a bunch of people. You think Theresa May would say, or Mr. Khan would go, everybody be calm now and ignore the event?
Well, you know, Donald Trump, there's somebody who agrees with you, Alan. His name is Donald John Trump. Here's what he tweeted 9 hours ago, echoing you. We must stop being politically correct. Oh, isn't that beautiful to hear that? And get down to the business of security for who? Our people. If we don't get smart, it will only get worse. Ah, that's just beautiful. And that's exactly what you just said, Alan. And so we've got one guy in there. Happens to be the most powerful man in the universe. We will be back. Stay there,
thanks,
Alan.
James. Appreciate it.
Okay,
take
thank
care.
You. Thank you.
All
bye. Right. We'll be back after this break.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.